Perhaps it's because I'm recording this just after Christmas, when most of us have been busy giving and receiving presents. But the line which strikes me most forcefully in Pope Francis's message for World Peace Day 2022 is this: in every age, peace is both a gift from on high and the fruit of a shared commitment. A well-chosen gift delights us, it touches our heart. It speaks of love and affirms both our own goodness and that of the world around us. It often surprises the recipient, and it brings joy to the giver too. All of this is true of the gift of peace. Life's struggles can grind down our capacity for hope, both individually and as whole communities and cultures. We become accustomed to disappointment, to hurt, to giving as good as we get, to retaliation. We expect no better and give no quarter. Life is hard and joyless. There's little room for beauty here, no ground for optimism. We keep others at bay and end up believing that that is just a natural order. Dog eat dog, do unto others before they do unto thee. That's probably not how you run your individual life, but it is how we run international relations all too often. Cynically, calculatingly, trying to catch the other out, looking for the main chance. We seem to be caught in a vicious circle of distrust, in the logic of retaliation. We even threaten the future of life on Earth through our willingness to prepare for nuclear warfare. Those who hold such weapons cannot pretend that they are not ready to use them. Yet when peace does break out, when we witness true international cooperation in response to some grave crisis, a natural disaster, a famine, a pandemic, when we witness politicians reaching out across the battle lines to offer a hand of friendship, when some seemingly intractable, never-ending conflict is resolved, we glimpse once more the world of the possible, the goodness of reality as God intended, what Jesus called the kingdom of God, truly a gift from on high. And then we rediscover both beauty and delight. But we need to attend to the other half of Pope Francis's statement. Yes, peace is a gift from on high, but in every age, it's also the fruit of a shared commitment. He identifies two necessary elements that make lasting peace possible: an architecture of peace, to which different institutions of society contribute, and an art of peace that directly involves each one of us. International treaties may stay the hand of those who control the mechanisms of war. The United Nations may create the spaces where different futures can be negotiated. But without our individual engagement, without our own conversion, without addressing our own reflex responses to conflict, there'll be no peace. Pope Francis seeks in his World Peace Day message this year to give us some tools to help us build together the peace which we seek. The first is one which we can all take up today, whatever our age: dialogue between generations. He shows himself very aware of the challenges the pandemic has thrown up, especially for the young, and the temptation for them to take refuge in their own little world. Equally, the loneliness and isolation of many of the elderly is intense. However, the crisis has also brought forth many examples of compassion, sharing, and solidarity. We need to build on these examples, establishing dialogue across the whole of society in order to create shared projects that can include everyone. And this requires patient work on the part of each of us, listening to each other, sharing different views, coming to agreement and walking together, breaking up the hard and barren soil of conflict and indifference in order to sow the seeds of a lasting and shared peace, as he says. It means harnessing both the wisdom of the keepers of memory, the elderly, and the energy of those who move history forward, the young. That's the way to create new hope, new dreams, and a new politics. The way also to heal our common home, the earth. And we can begin that dialogue now, in our homes, in our parishes and our schools, in our workplaces and in friendship groups. Pope Francis gives a special role in this to places of education, and we may think of our much prized Catholic schools in this. For education provides the grammar of dialogue between generations. Yet resources devoted to education have been squeezed all around the world, he says, while arms budgets have burgeoned ever since the supposed end of the Cold War. Pope Francis makes an urgent call for economic policies aimed at inverting the proportion of public funds spent on education and on weaponry, and the pursuit of genuine international disarmament to free up the funds needed for healthcare, schools, infrastructure, care of the land, and so forth. Lastly, the Pope calls for attention to the labour market to ensure that people's dignity and rights are protected, because without that we rob ourselves of the foundation on which to build justice and solidarity in every community. Economic freedom and social justice have to be held in balance, and again, we each have a part to play in this. As consumers who inform ourselves about the consequences for others of our purchases, and as voters who set the path for our national life. So this is Pope Francis's appeal to us all. Let us walk together with courage and creativity on the path of intergenerational dialogue, education and work. May more and more men and women strive daily with quiet humility and courage to be artisans of peace. And may they be ever inspired and accompanied by the blessings of the God of peace. To be courageous and humble artisans of peace, that is the task which the international Catholic peace movement, Pax Christi, has set itself. I invite you to join us. Go to www.paxchristi.org.uk to find out more. Thank you for listening.